All right, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing what we believe to be the foundation for successful multifamily investing. Gang, the first book that that guy in purple, the G Daddy, the first book we wrote was The Framework. It was a guide for ourselves, selfishly, basically to create parameters to operate in. And this is nearly 10 years going back, but we believe these principles still hold true. That's the power of this. So one of our major goals is to systematize as much of our business as possible. Decision fatigue is a real thing. We want to avoid it. And we do that through creating frameworks with benchmarks that check ourselves to make sure that we follow the laws that we know have worked and will continue to work, and we remain disciplined. So our framework literally saved us the last 2 years. If we did not have a finance right framework, okay, if we did not have buy right parameters, we very easily could have overextended ourselves and forced bad deals from 2020 to 2022. So Gino, discuss the guiding light, baby, and we're not talking about the soap opera. Discuss the pillars of our framework.
Back in 2013, Jake and I closed on our very first mom and pop. It feels like a long time ago, and it was, but this market cycle has been really long. And what we learned was from buying mom and pops, there's really three things you need to nail on the front end of any investment, especially multifamily investment. And that's buy right, manage right, and finance right. And we have that in the shape of a wheelbarrow because the two back legs, they're fixed. Once you buy the deal, it's fixed. It's done. Once you finance, and Jake's going to talk about long-term fixed rate financing, it's done. The wheel of the wheelbarrow is the manage right. Now, if one of those three is a little loose, what happens? The wheelbarrow is going to tip over. And what's happened over the last couple of years.
You don't want
years,
a wobbly wheelbarrow, Gino.
No, baby. You don't want to lose any of that dirt in that wheelbarrow. Right. And, you know,
I think it's gold in the wheelbarrow, but anyways.
we put apartment buildings in the wheelbarrow. Some people put Bitcoin. How did that wheelbarrow end up, you know, the last 2 years? And for us, when you're buying right, over the last 2 years, like Jake said, it's been a challenge. So we haven't bought as many deals. And I think for us, when we set up buy right criteria, and you know, if you have buy right criteria down in that comment section, if you're listening to this on YouTube, put in the comment section, what is your buy right criteria? Have you thought of your buy right criteria? Or even why do you need a buy right criteria, Gino? It's really simple. You need to have focus. Our previous guest just said he had ADHD, attention deficit, whatever the heck that is. If you can't focus.
That's a way to sell pharmaceuticals.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro, we all have it. I mean, like if you're an entrepreneur and you don't have it, then something's wrong with you. So, but for us to be able to focus, and what I mean with buy right criteria, what kind of asset are you looking for? What part of the market, where in the city? What is the median income of that area that you're looking for? What is the unit mix? What is the vintage, the age of the asset? Mm-hmm. Is it brick? Is it vinyl siding? Is it hardy plank? Is it pitched roofs? What type of amenities do you want? I'm throwing out a lot of different types of criteria.
But he's not even talking about what are the financial, you know, buy right criteria. What are you looking for a cash on cash return? Are you looking for appreciation? Are you looking for tax benefits? Are you looking for all of it? Is there a specific cash on cash return that you're looking for? Is there a specific cap rate that you'll take? Guess what? If you detail all this out, okay, there's going to be alignment when the right deal comes across and you wait for your pitch. I think that's the key to buying right.
And Jake, to go a little bit further, Gino's buy right criteria may be different than Mary's buy right criteria for a lot of reasons. Number one, the market may be different. Jacksonville, where I live, is different than Knoxville. So the criteria here is different. If I'm looking for five caps in Jacksonville, I'm not finding five caps in Jacksonville. If I'm looking for mid 1990s build, I'm not finding that in this market. So it's really important. And the other component is, what is Gino's experience and Gino's balance sheet versus Mary's? So you have to create buy right criteria based on what you have and what your goals are. If you're an older investor and you're looking out there and you're just looking to, you know, put money into a deal, you may be harboring more on cash flow because, hey, listen, I want to get a dividend every month. So I'm looking at deals that are cash flowing every month. But if I'm 34 years old and I'm trying to build equity because equity I can repurpose into, you know, like investing and buying other deals, I may be looking at markets like Salt Lake City that just doesn't have that much cash flow, but appreciates a lot more. And there's a lot more equity appreciation. So understanding what your goals are and what you want to derive from your assets and what for your investments is truly important, getting that clarity. Now, the second one is the manage right. Now, manage right, think about people, systems, and culture. That's really, really important in any organization. Now, when I had the restaurant back years ago, I had one restaurant for over 20 years. And Jake and I, within 5 years of investing in multifamily, we had 1,500 units. And the true denominator and I guess differentiator between that one restaurant for 20 something years and 1,500 units in less than 5 years was really KPIs and the culture or the core values that we had. I wasn't managing the restaurant right. I learned through scaling up, through coaching, through all of the investment in our education, how to actually manage these investments. And that's what we do at Jake and Gino. We create multifamily entrepreneurs because it's so important, because you're looking at this asset and we all want to scale it up. But how do we do it? Don't be the IMAs like Jake and Gino were in the beginning. IMA do this, IMA do that. IMA gets burned out. IMA needs to actually learn what KPIs, what key performance indicators you need to actually, you know, look for in your deal. You have to literally learn how to create that culture and pick out those core values for your entity. I mean, if you want to add anything to that, Jay, because to me, that's the big differentiator about between being a mom and pop and between
Gino, it's huge. Look, you got to have the right buying parameters. We talked about that. You need to manage right. That's the proper KPIs. That's the culture. It's the cadence of accountability. And it's ultimately financing right. We look for long-term fixed rate debt, but also what's your amortization? What's your rate? Is there interest only? Are there guarantors? Blah, 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 blah. Gang, detail this stuff out. It will be your North Star. You follow this. This is a framework. And Gino's a sweetheart. You know, Gino at jakeandgino.com. I bet he will even give you a free PDF copy of Wheelbarrow Profits, our first book.
Hold it up there, right, bro, right here. It's a Gino at jakeandgino.com. And listen, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you guys like the content, give us a like, subscribe to the channel, because buy right, manage right, finance right will set you free. If you follow the parameters and follow the framework, you will be buying really great deals. Absolutely, Jake.
Love it. So, gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.